With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. In an unprecedented move, President Trump has withdrawn the nomination of New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik to the next ambassador to the United Nations to help maintain the GOP majority in the House. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson of Louisiana praised Stefanik for her devotion to ensuring passage of the Trump legislative agenda.
She would have been an extraordinary ambassador to the UN. She would have done a great job there. But she's deeply devoted to her country, and she's fully committed to seeing the president's agenda succeed in Congress. And after much deliberation and discussion, the president talked with her about withdrawing the nomination so she could stay and help us lead in the House. And I'm telling you, it's a great credit to her. She agreed to do that.
Speaker Johnson's full This Week on Capitol Hill interview will be broadcast starting at 10 a.m. today on the Salem News Channel. Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump ordering the end of collective bargaining with most federal labor unions. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Citing a 1978 law, the president said he has the authority to end collective bargaining with federal unions and agencies because of their role in safeguarding national security. The executive order affects most of the federal government. However, police and firefighters will be exempt. The American Federation of Government Employees, which represents more than 800,000 government workers, said it is preparing immediate legal action. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Myanmar's military-led government now says more than 1,000 people have been reported dead from a devastating earthquake that struck near the country's second-largest city. According to the latest figures, 1,002 people have been found dead since yesterday's earthquake that hit Mandalay. Another 2,376 have been reported injured, and 30 are still missing. More on these stories at SRNnews.com. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin is dismayed that parents are not notified if their child asks to use a different name and gender pronouns at school. He spoke recently with the Salem Radio Network.
When I first came in, I signed an executive order that reinforced the fact that parents have a fundamental right to make decisions for their children's upbringing, their education, and their care. Parents have the seat at the head of the table. Yes, there are others at the table, quality teachers and other advisors. But parents must have full dominion over what happens in their children's lives. And it is wrong for a school system, wrong for a teacher, wrong for a principal, wrong for a counselor to take any role other than one that is approved by a parent.
Last month, the federal appeals court dismissed a lawsuit by the parents of a Massachusetts middle school student who self-identified as another gender without their knowledge. This is SRN News. Construction of a new Baltimore bridge is underway.
A year after the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, officials say the new bridge should be finished sometime in 2028. They unveiled designs last month for what will become Maryland's first cable-stayed bridge. It could cost upwards of $1.7 billion, but Congress has agreed to cover the full price tag for rebuilding. Officials say the designs will include the latest in pier protection technology, which has become increasingly important as cargo ships continue to get bigger and carry more cargo. John Scott reporting.
Russian forces are preparing to launch a fresh military offensive in the coming weeks to maximize the pressure on Ukraine and strengthen the Kremlin's negotiating position in ceasefire talks. That's according to Ukrainian government and military analysts. The Ukrainian officials said the move could give Russian President Vladimir Putin every reason to delay discussions about pausing the fighting in favor of seeking more land. More on these stories plus other headlines at SRNnews.com.